So I can just hear this guy up front already. Watch this. This guy's going to have planted at the other one site already. Fucking hell, mate. Come on.
Counter terrorists win. Nice.
Maybe I'll turn the comms on. I doubt it's going to help, but we'll try it on for now, shall we? Actually, what am I talking about? Who gives a fuck about comms? If the guy's pushed up long, then he's pushed up long. That's just a sailor thing moment, isn't it, boys? Got him. That's where I would have literally died to that, by the way. Sadly, these dickheads are making sound, because that's just my life. Whenever I play the game, people just make sound 24/7 near my body. On Teesside, for fuck's sake. What this guy's doing, we'll never actually be able to understand. Just nothing. Literally just nothing, of course. Just lurking without the bomb on the other side of the map, doing nothing. Cool. Good times. Good times so far. Good times. What do you think he dies on? I'm going to say he dies on 21 seconds. Are you ready? 21 seconds we're going to go for here. Right? We're close. 21 seconds is what I'm going for here, boys. 21 seconds. Okay. Look at this. Look what an actual bot this guy is, by the way. This is fucking insanity, bro. Like, why is he stopped? Remember, you have to plant the bomb, otherwise we lose instantly. Cool, just lose the round. That's good. Cool, right, so we just lose the round. That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah, it's pretty good. Quite standing here, isn't it? Get the fuck off the laddie, actual twat of a human. You fucking imbecile. Right, that's the end of Twitch chat. The fact I actually was just given advice that I should have... you know what? I'm out now. So yeah, that's it. That's the end of our interaction. Hope you enjoyed it. Never going to happen again. Sits there, watches me lose at blackjack. Oh, see, maybe you could have just not hit and then you wouldn't have busted. Oh, thanks for the advice. Yeah, actually, you could have... Now that we know what the dealer had, you could have just standed and won. Oh, thanks for the advice there. Yeah, great advice. Yeah, excellent advice. Thanks. Right, there we go. We hear him coming through. Sadly, he's going to shoot me now. Oh, no. I've got a chance at it. Watch this. There you go. I told you. There was even a guy to my right. Perfect. Right, now I've got to go kill this guy and connect her. Right, I've got to get this guy first. So, you ready, boys? This one first. And then there should be another one up close. As if I... Whatever. I have to have a chance to hit the shot, don't I, for fuck's sake? Can I get a break, please, sir? They want to abandon the match. We just won two rounds. I'm going to say no. I want to just play the game. I want to play CS.
Do you think we can win?
Doesn't matter. It's CS. Just play it. Give me a break. I almost hit that as well. If I had 0.1 second more, I would hit that. Ah, well, whatever. It's what it is, isn't it? Lol. That's my bad, dude. Watch this. Watch this. I have to do this masterfully. You ready?
One more time.
Watch this. Just watch this. Just watch. Watch. Watch what I do right now.
Last guy's really low.
I think he was lower. He's on the bomb. Nice. There you go. Easy does it. Easy does it. Nice. This guy's a fucking beast, bro. I fuck with this guy heavy. You ready? I have to get this guy. Oh, I missed him. My biggest problem at the moment is because I haven't played very much CS2. I'm actually just spraying way too much. I should actually try and fucking burst into the air if I have a chance. but I'm sitting down and spraying like fucking 1.6. Nothing you do about that, is there? Fair play to them. They got me. They did get me there, boys. They got me. They boomed me. Who wants to surrender, though? Like, it's still winnable, this game. I mean, who cares about winning anyway? Who gives a fucking win? Who cares about winning?
Together we can.
Doesn't mean anything, does it?
Nice try, guys.
Yeah. Who's worth a go? That's why you don't quit. Who's using incendiaries on the fucking warm-up, mate? Really?
I was doing a night.
Who knows what he just said? Something like, I'll stay on here or something like that. What's mad is he spoke English. I didn't even understand it. So, I'll stay on there. All right. Is that old English or something? One palace.
One palace. Let's go.
Yep.
One palace.
That's brilliant.
Throwing smoke.
Why are you throwing smoke, though? What's the smoke for? This... Brilliant. Awesome. Well, that's how this game's going to go. Right, watch this guy. Let's see if this guy just gets randomly one-digged in there. Oh, we'll see. That guy had 55 ping who just shot us both like that. Brilliant. Love the way this game's been going already. What is even the point, mate?
Oh,
yeah. Sit down. So just watching nothing then. We've got everyone alive, but we're just not watching two of the main spots on the map. Cool. We're just not watching anything. Why am I even typing? Who am I typing to? There's no point typing. These aren't human beings. They're not going to know what I'm talking about. Okay. Three ram. Look at this position this guy's in now. I actually can't play with this Clyde guy. Why am I typing again? Who am I typing to? These aren't human beings. There's no point speaking English to a non-sentient vegetable, is there? So what's hilarious is people talk shit on games like League of Legends, and it is an inferior game, but the public experience of League of Legends plays the shit out of CS, mate. CS isn't even people playing the game. At least in League of Legends, they just badly perform the five roles. This would be like if you joined a game and there was just no jungler. Just the entire game, no jungler. That's what CS is like. We've got the guy who normally accidentally kills you instantly. So I can just hear this guy up front already. If he just gets to do that. By the way, I won't do this, but someone who was made under the impression that I was playing with four humans would ask, what's this guy doing? But I'm not going to do that. I'm like David Attenborough. I'm just going to observe the animals in their natural habitat and just assume I'm the one who's imposed an artificial man-made reason upon them. Just going to die really, 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 really slowly. Get ready. There's only two rounds left in the whole half, but die really, really slowly. Get ready. Well, I don't know what we're doing right now. I actually have no idea what we're doing right now. You don't even have a kit, you mad fuck. What are you doing?
I'm on V4.
Get ready for him to get headshot on 3 seconds. You ready? We might actually win this, because that's how dumb the other team is. Holy fuck that we actually won that. That is actually inconceivable that we could win that round. You know what? That actually makes me way less annoyed about the game. Because if the other team are that stupid, fair enough, maybe it's even decently distributed matchmaking. Could be. Maybe there's just idiots on every team. That actually redeems the whole game, I've got to say. Now, sadly, the Joel guy, because my team doesn't hold any positions on the map, they just sit in the B-bomb site and sit under the palace. When I peek off of palace, the Joel guy will again be watching me and he will just kill me instantly. So you ready? See what I mean? See what I mean? Mental, isn't it? Actually fucking mental, mate. So I even told you what would happen. By the way, what's this flashbang for? Watch this.
Deploying flashbang.
He didn't even peek off it! He just threw the two flashes for no reason. He just saw it in a demo one time. Never stopped to think, why did they do that? And just threw two flashes, but just wasted two flashes before retake for zero reason at all. Cool. Good stuff. Don't even try and stop him planting. Just let him plant. Let him get past behind your teammates too. That's pretty good also. It's good stuff. Don't ever take a fight. Whatever you do, clear head on. Don't ever take a fight, mate, until you just get shot easily inside the head doing nothing. It's mental, isn't it? Absolutely mental. This Clyde guy's an insane boomer, you can already tell. He's already trying to, like, use reverse psychology to get the guy not to cheat against, like, he's already cheating, mate. He doesn't really give a monkey's what you write to him, does he? Like, oh, I'm gonna tell him, yeah, do you need cheats to aim against me? Not against you, you insane boomer, Clyde. No, no one would need cheats, mate. He's just doing it because there's a laugh in it. He just doesn't give a shit. That's like, huh, you think you're tough? Dipping your balls in my mouth like that? Like, no, I just think it's funny. It's not going to make me stop doing it, is it? You mad fuck. This I hate this guy with every fight. I don't even hate the guy cheating. I despise this guy on my team. The fact he's even got that knife as well when he's like, this ulcer's just fucking, it's madness, isn't it? It's absolute madness. Look at this shit. Like an absolute bot. Just a bot of a human being. Brilliant. You know what? That sort of cheered me up. That's actually cheered me up that my own team's getting this shit pushed in the hard. Since time immemorial, great artists have been supported by patrons who believed in their work and wanted to contribute to their efforts. Well, what's more fitting than the greatest esports content artist being supported by my patrons, the Skrilluminati? So this video and the others on my channel was kindly supported by Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore, and you know it, a special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask a question in my video AMA? Want teasers? See who the upcoming guests are? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content, or take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic. If any of these perks appeal to you or others, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today. Where? In the description box, there is a Patreon link.